This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's my privilege each day to walk into the Bible, the scriptures, the Word of God with you, and just allow God to speak to us through His Word. Time with God. You can't ever spend too much time with God, but you sure can spend not enough time with God. You never will regret spending time with God. It always helps you respond properly to all the other pressures and issues of your life. And if you ignore the opportunity to spend time with God, then you choose to live life every day just on your own power. Well, how far will you get with that? Not very far. God wants to be involved in your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to use you in other people's lives. And in order for that to happen, you have to have a healthy, growing relationship with Him. We're talking this week about having godly goals in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, the Apostle Paul says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win." Run in such a way that you may win. Well, the Apostle Paul isn't talking about having spiritual competition with people here in the sense that I try to be more holy than you or more godly than the other person. No, the point Paul is making is that just like that athlete puts everything into winning that prize, so we too put everything into godly goals in our lives, accomplishing what God has for us in life. What does it take to be an Olympic athlete who wins the gold? Well, it takes incredible dedication, doesn't it? And a lot of that dedication is in the daily routine. Isn't that right? You see the great swimmers and you know that they get up at 4 o'clock every morning and swim for hours before their day even really starts with the other activities of their day. The same with triathletes or runners or almost anything. In order to win the gold, you have to have a routine that keeps you in top condition. Well, there are routines for your spiritual condition as well. Daily time with God, reading the Bible, memorizing portions of Scripture that are going to be useful to you throughout the day, changing the way you think about life, making prayer a big part of your routine, looking for ways to encourage others spiritually, asking yourself the question every day, am I moving away from what God wants in my life or towards it? Is my relationship with God getting healthier or more distant? These kind of routines equip you to get the gold. Not only that, but you have to have dedication and perseverance. And if you fall down, you have to get back up. You have to just keep on going. Don't let yourself become one of those Christians who tries for a little while and when you fail, just says, oh, well, I guess I can't do it. No. Be like that athlete who keeps on going no matter what, and you will find God making you into someone who is really accomplishing godly goals in your life. I'm John North.